This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final hour of The Usual Suspects. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel in studio in the pre-holiday feast that is the Fun and Games Department on a Wednesday at Gal Media and ESPN 97.5.
So I Googled the top sports scapegoats, and our top two was the top two that I found in Steve Bartman.
Mm-hmm. And Billy Buckner.
And Bill Buckner. And we didn't have them in that order, but I still think Bartman is number one, Buckner number two. We have Leon Lett in our top five. Somebody has tweeted us Scott Norwood, which was actually number three on that list. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really good one. One of them that I mentioned in our pre-show meeting that someone texted in, which I think is actually a really good one, and I'm not even joking, but somebody said, pardon Kermit Washington for landing that haymaker on Rudy T. I think he regrets that. And I think if he could go back and do it all over again, he wouldn't.
I would agree with that. I saw the reunion happen some 10, 20 years later.
Yeah.
On the road, when we were on the road, and they met at a cafe in our hotel in Portland.
Did Rudy sucker punch
him? It was awkward.
That would have been great if Rudy would just pow out of nowhere. And
that was another one of those,
bitch!
Like, you know, when
took off running.
Nick, when we were talking about like an accident you can't stop looking at, we were all in the restaurant eating lunch. And when we kind of had an indication it was going to happen because Kermit lived in Portland, but when they both sat down at the booth, you couldn't stop like looking over there, like, are they talking? Is it good? But that was really, because think about all Rudy went through. I mean, if you read his book,
yeah,
one of the most jarring things in his book is when he talks about the fight and they get him back to the locker room and the doctors are talking to him and he says, I think I got blood in my mouth, doc, but it tastes really bitter and everything like that. And the doctors waited for Rudy to kind of, be taken off, and they said, he's not tasting blood, he's tasting brain fluid.
Damn.
Oh my God. And you're like, oh, when you talk about trying to, like,
yeah, that's
crazy. Get a clear picture of how devastating a punch that must have been.
That's nuts. All right, somebody said Old Bay seasoning is my go-to, and I'm white. My mom is upset. She's texting me now. So way to go, everyone out there. She said, wait a minute, what about chicken and dumplings? Is that white people's food? Because she does make hella good chicken and dumplings, and it's not bland. Really good. And she also said she used Lowry's all the time. All right, Mom, stop showing off. Lamont, during the break, is tweeting at me. He's like, come on, man. So you're telling me Starbucks seasons their food? Get out of here with that bland and expensive crap. All you're doing, Lamont, is taking corporations,
starchy corporate America,
and associating them with white people. That's not fair. That's racist. Don't be racist, Lamont. He said, all kidding aside, though, I didn't know until a podcast that white people ate meatloaf. Oh, yeah, all the time.
Big time. That was a staple in my house growing up.
He was like, I thought meatloaf was black folks' food.
You know what I put on it,
white people love meatloaf.
You know what I put on it?
Ketchup.
Yeah.
That's where you run it. That's where the stereotype comes from.
It tastes better with ketchup on it.
We've gotten to the bottom of it, Nick. Now we know where the stereotype comes from. Because he thinks ketchup is seasoning.
I didn't say that.
You just said, I love meatloaf. I put ketchup on it.
I can't put ketchup on it. You're right.
Damn it, Joel. This is why white people are getting roasted on Facebook about our seasonings. It's because
hashtag
of you.
Hashtag thanks, Joel. There you go. Like, you happy now?
Bring it on back. Jay Nick said he had black friends over from New Orleans to eat after Katrina. They joked that the food would be bland, but they couldn't finish the ribs because they said they were too spicy. I'm assuming Jay Nick's is white. So okay. We now have white people defending their spiciness. This is what it's come to.
Way to go, Barry.
Yeah, I'm from New Orleans. I have a secret to tell you. There's no such thing as Cajun food. It's actually soul food, but we call it Cajun food to sell it to white people.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Amos, that's hilarious. We've been duped. That is hilarious.
But I knew meatloaf. White people eat meatloaf.
Yeah.
I didn't know that was
in the Midwest,
like
it's a cheap food. My mom used to make it for us all the time.
See, I guess Chandler Westmoreland on Twitter, he said that stereotype has been around and it was mostly started from black people who have high cholesterol from tons of sodium. Chandler.
That's pretty good.
And he also said apples and potato salad, LOL. No.
No.
No, don't
no,
do
no,
that.
No, no, no,
if
no,
you
no.
are white and you're putting apples in your potato salad, I'm going to ask you to please stop it.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Now, my mom would
That's put, horrible.
Like, eggs in there and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
Look,
not weird, right?
Holy bleep, white people eat chicken and dumplings? Wow. Well, we do a lot. Lot.
Yeah, like when my
mom,
too.
Dude, on my birthday, my mom would be like, what meal do you want? You can have anything you want. I want chicken and dumplings.
My grandma would make
oh,
it.
Oh, yep. Love me some chicken and dumplings. Yes, all day. Yep. So Lamont wants to pardon Ray Finkel, by the way. That's a pretty good one.
Yep.
I thought
that.
About that. I was trying to get the from the scene, you know, where we're talking about laces out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought about that one, too.
So we got Scott Norwood. We got, can we pardon Carl Lewis? For singing the national anthem.
That's a good one.
Not bad. Not bad. I'd like to pardon Antonio Cromartie's weak pullout game. That's top
That's
shelf.
Really good one.
That is top shelf stuff right there. And somebody wants to pardon shirtless Barry Warner. Nope. Nope. That turkey. Nope. That turkey's cooked. It's not. I'm not pardoning that. I can never erase that from my memory. I'll never let that go. It's
may
not
have
getting
been
pardoned.
Feathered. It hasn't been de-haired either.
Oh God, that was the hairiest turkey. No, nope.
Yeah, man,
not just a big old butterball.
Tell
not...
you, man, you remember SOS pads?
I do. Yeah,
I think they make SOS pads out of Barry Warner's chest hair.
Why do you felt it? It's rough.
No, you just look at it. It looks like it all bunched up, and there's a ton of it. He's got afros That's on gross. His nipples.
Oh, God. I don't even want to have this discussion.
Then you get back into your backtracks. What'd you call that on the back when you got ass mustache?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the ass mustache. Ass eyebrow. Oh, ass bangs. That's what it was.
There you
yeah,
go.
Yeah, Nick has ass bangs. We've established that on this show.
I'm the one who came up with that. Who said ass mustache?
I think that was you.
Was it?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think you
I'm
said.
I'm just giving you ammunition.
Yeah, now? You said ass mustache. Yeah, you
Ash
did.
Mustache.
Ash
mustache.
I can say that. Are you guys speaking of things I've been seeing on Facebook that have me worried? Now that we've established white people season their food and we need to come up with a different stereotype.
Okay,
are you guys keeping up with the whole net neutrality thing?
I have not. You informed me a little bit about it. I was unaware.
I just saw it this morning for the first time, so I'm not completely up to date on it.
What do you mean you just saw this morning?
I saw it on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
Someone there was a mention of it on Facebook this
morning.
This
is pretty concerning, and I don't think people are taking it serious enough. But the gist of what I understand the net neutrality decisions that are going to be made by the FCC is that so there's a vote. I guess during the Obama administration, net neutrality was a thing where they can't prioritize your internet traffic over my internet traffic. Everybody's traffic is treated equally. And it's not limited, so to speak, by, oh, well, if you're going to go to Netflix, I'm going to slow down your traffic. They don't do that. They can't. Everyone is treated equally when you log onto the internet. But net neutrality, they want to get rid of that, which basically opens the door for corporations to start charging you, like, basically fees, like, for a package.
Almost like cable TV for your internet.
Exactly like cable TV. So they're saying, like, it could be where, oh, you want to stream online video? Oh, that's $7.99 a month. Oh, you want an email package? That's an extra $3.99 if you want to be able to go to Gmail. Do you want to, you know, check social media? That'll be $2.99 a month.
What about VIP bottle service at Pornhub?
I can't even imagine what the cost is. Because what sucks is if you're paying that, you're paying for your internet connectivity. Then you have to pay for the packages. And then you would have to pay for certain sites. Like if you use Pornhub or Netflix, you'd have to pay for those. I don't know anyone that pays for Pornhub, but if they do, then
you're an idiot.
Yeah,
straight
you're a dumbass. But if you pay for Netflix, you pay for the right to use Netflix and you pay for the internet connection. It's a lot like you pay for a flat cable fee and then you pay for HBO, but then you pay the rental box fee for the cable, which is the worst charge on the planet. But it's basically opening up the door to nickel and dime you to death. So, my general advice is pay attention, look it up. If you don't know what net neutrality is, and I'm not telling you how to believe, I'm not telling you, you know, maybe you're a guy that thinks corporate America should be able to make as much money as, and it creates jobs or whatever, that's fine. But just look into it. Because if you are opposed to getting rid of the net neutrality, now would be the time to, voice your opinion. because they're going to have a vote on it very soon. So it's a bit concerning for me personally, because I sure don't like, I saw this. So here it is. There was this story. And here was the different packages that they had as an idea. So you had your DSL, which is $29.95 a month. And then you have your search engines and like YouTube, Google, Yahoo search. And that would be your $5. And then you would have your news site, which would be another $5. You'd pay for gaming, which would be an extra $5.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Your streaming video would be $10 because it uses a bunch of bandwidth. Maybe they throw in a social media package for free. It's just, if you like streaming, like,
how close to reality are we with this?
Pandora and Spotify, those kind of streaming services would be another fee. It's if they did it in cable, they think that there's a real possibility that it could happen on the internet. That's why everyone's making such a big deal out of it, because it's, I think it's going on in like Portugal or something like that, where it doesn't exist. So it's very scary. Just
people need to step up and fight that one.
Read up on it, but please use credible sites when you read it. Please don't just go read like redblog.com, which is just a Republican spun website. Read sources that you can trust.
I kind of had a feeling. I didn't foresee this in particular, but I always did wonder how long will the internet go for free? Because the internet single-handedly put so many other businesses out of business.
It's messing with a lot
of cable companies is being hurt by it. Telephone companies are hurt by it.
That's the thing is that's been the one thing that, so it was created by, it used to be called ARPANET, and it was created by the military.
Right.
And it was, it's basically owned by the American people when it started. And now it's become this worldwide thing, obviously, that people connect into. But to start to privatize it, I think it does a disservice to what the spirit of the internet is. Because, I mean, let's face it, just about anything goes on the internet, whether you agree or disagree. That's the beauty of the freedom of it. So they you know, obviously, they take a big cut into that if they start to charge you for everything you want to do on it. I'll tell you one thing. I ain't paying to use Facebook or Twitter. I'll use it if it's free. I'm not paying an extra $5 a month to read y'all's dumbass tweets. I'm not doing it.
Selfies.
I'm not. Maybe if I could write it off. Nope.
All right, Graylin, we see you, and you want to get in on that topic before we turn the page. So hang tight. We're going to go to a break. We're going to come back. We'll get your call. We'll get to a whole lot more. If you want to be like Graylin, get in on the show, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, tweet. We're here for you till 4 until we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Cut my life into pieces. This is my last resort. Suffocation, no breathing, don't give a...
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back with just a little bit more than a half hour to go in the big show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz. Then we turn it over to you guys to have a happy Thanksgiving. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. We're all in studio. We were talking about net neutrality before the break. Barry's a little bit focused on this. So is that Graylin?
I'm staying woke, as one of the texters said. Hell yeah, stay woke.
Graylin wants to get in here. What's up, man?
Hey, just sports. First, I wanted to say sports.
No,
wrong kinda, show.
But I wanted to the big thing, I guess, and you guys mentioned a lot of the big concerns, but one thing I didn't hear you bring up, and I may have just missed it, is that the ISPs can now... I mean, it's bad enough that they can charge us to see whatever they want, but they can effectively dictate what the content on the net is going to be. If something somewhere happens that the at-large business community and political community doesn't want you to understand, or they want you to hear their spin before you get exposed, you know, kind of a first impression wise, you're not going to see that. That's gone. I mean, it's literally going to be the end of reliable news in this country. And And that sounds almost kind of paranoid, and I admit I'm scared of it, but yeah, that's it. I just
appreciate the call.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, man, appreciate the call, Graylin. He brings up part of the concern, and that is the internet has kind of become a bastion for freedom of speech. It is a place where people have the freedom, like on Twitter, you can expose things. The news sometimes seems to be filtered or censored. If you go to Fox News versus CNN,
sure.
There's always a spin on that. Obviously there's a lot of dumbass stuff that goes on the internet that you can't believe. Although many, many people are gullible enough to whatever link that their buddy, who's also, Republican or one of their liberal hippie friends, they'll post a link and they just immediately believe it without doing any research. But it's there. You know what I mean? And everyone everyone has that right to post that information, and you rely on intelligence to be able to decipher what's real and what's not. But he's right in that freedom of speech. In the way that we use it now,
will be hindered.
It really will, and that's a scary proposition.
It's like China. China controls
it's
everything in terms of the media. I mean, social media and internet.
Yeah, yeah. It's you become you become dependent on corporate America to allow you to access what they want you to on the internet. It's a very scary thing.
It becomes very controlling.
I suggest that if you love the internet, you look into it.
Hear that, Nick?
I'm just worried about the Pornhub.
That's what I mean. And you're single and you're a guy. You might want to make sure you speak up.
Because the demand is high there. You know, they're probably going to charge an incredible amount of money.
Nick didn't give a single crap about net neutrality until I mentioned Pornhub. He's like, what? What? They can have my Pornhub when they pry from my cold, dead hand.
Isn't porn the reason why we have freedom of speech? Or is it Playboy? Or was it, what's his name?
Hustler.
That's what
Flint. Yeah, Larry Flint had a lot to do with it. He fought the good fight. Well, no. It's a serious issue. It really is.
It obviously is.
We're making some jokes about it, but
way to muck up our good holiday fun show.
I know. At the end of the day, I mean, hey, I wanted to get the word out. But again,
it is serious because
I'm not telling people how to think. If you're for getting rid of net neutrality, just educate yourself on it. Is all I'm saying. Educate yourself on both sides of it before you make a decision. And if you are concerned about this vote with the FCC, then write somebody.
I think everybody should be concerned. Everybody.
I can tell you what I did, and I'm not suggesting any of you do this, but if you want to, I happen to be pro-net neutrality, and I'm concerned about the FCC vote. So I had posted an article on my Facebook page about it, and there's the opportunity for this. You can text the word resist to 50409, and there's this thing called the resist bot, and it basically will find out where you live, find who your congressperson is, and send them a crafted fax basically saying, hey, I'm against net neutrality and I expect you to vote that way as well. So it's a great way to get involved if that's your concern, if you happen to see things the way I do.
Tweet that out.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, that's good information right there, because, I mean, there's a lot of people right now that are too busy on the internet to pay attention to what you're saying and act on it.
Yep.
That could be taken away.
Yep.
See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
All righty.
You
bet. Hey!
Watch out now.
Watch out!
Are we going to, at some point, have this talk about... we're doing picks today, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we are.
Okay, I just want to make sure we're doing picks. And then are we going to break down in detail the Rockets?
If you'd like.
No, I didn't want to do that.
They're really playing the rich, creamy Nuggets tonight without Paul Millsap, who's out 3 months with a wrist surgery.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Are you watching a lot of basketball over the Thanksgiving break?
Lisa's dad's in town.
It's all football, right?
Yeah, it's all football.
It's against the law to watch basketball right now.
Well,
over Thanksgiving,
to you,
right?
The NBA season doesn't start till Christmas.
Actually, that was Shock that said that, but I don't think it gets interesting until January. But it's kind of against the law.
By the way, tonight.
Yeah,
Thunder Warriors. It's a pretty good matchup, even though I expect Golden State to crush them.
Golden State wins by 20.
Yeah, I don't know about that. OKC hasn't got their stuff together.
Yeah,
I'll say yet for now.
That's probably
it's a marquee matchup for a Wednesday night.
I mean, it's Durant and it's Westbrook, but other than that,
Durant going back to OKC, which is always entertaining with the cupcakes and all the fans and all the crap.
Did you see, by the way, I saw an article. I know we got to go to break. I know. I'm sorry. Don't yell at me, Nick, but I wanted to get this in. Did you see this article that came out where they said LeBron had nothing to do with the Halloween cupcakes, that the catering company did that? Yeah. And he just said, I'm just not going to make a big deal out of it. But he had nothing to do with that. But people wanted to give him credit for it. He conveniently just didn't.
Take credit for it.
Yeah, right. I found that to be interesting. Speaking of food, if you're hungry and you got a hankering for either some Southern comfort food or some Indian food, I suggest you get out to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. It's located at 1901 Taft, and that's in Midtown. And I'll tell you what, get your turkey, get your stuffing, get all that out of the way. And on Saturday, get out there and get you some Southern comfort and Indian food, that fusion of the both. It's outstanding. You're going to love this place. Everyone that I've sent there has loved it. I get texts, I get tweets, I get pictures on Instagram where everyone says they thought I overhyped it, and I didn't, because I'm telling you guys, it's that good. In fact, I'm excited to say Monday I'm going to have a watch party at Cowboys and Indians for the Texans-Ravens game for Monday Night Football. So come out and join us. Watch the game. We're going to have some good times. I think they've got some specials working there. But you can try all the stuff that I've told you about. The best butter chicken in Houston. One of the best burgers in this city called the Himalayan Heat Burger. The quesadilla is made with naan bread. All that stuff. The chicken curry, chicken fried steak. All delicious. All of the Indian food is family recipes, authentic Indian food that Haas and his staff has perfected over the years. Like when the thing I love about this place is like when you order the chicken fried steak, that's when they make it. So it's not pre-made. It's not pre-battered. And the best thing is all the meat locally sourced. I'm telling you guys, it's delicious. You're going to love it. Get out there for lunch between 11 and 3, and you can get a half-pound burger with fries for $8.99. That's the ESPN 97.5 special. Whatever you do, make sure you make Cowboys and Indians a lunch destination at least once a week. Thank me later. It's 1901 Taft in Midtown, CNI713 on Facebook. Whatever you do, take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world with Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final half hour of what has been a fun show as we lead you into the holiday weekend. Fred, AJ, and the Blitz will take you up till 7, and then you're on your own. As you indulge in food and family and all
frivolity.
Kinds of fun. That's why it's an FEI Wednesday, Barry.
I pardon Barry for thinking he's a chef when he puts salt and pepper on his bologna sandwich. You don't know my life.
Jeez.
You don't know how I make my bologna sandwiches. You know what my wife fries bologna.
A lot of people do.
Do you like fried bologna, Nick?
I don't eat it, but I've seen it done.
You like
no.
it? No. I'm no. with you. I look at her like, what? I had to ask her, is that a Hispanic thing? She was like, no. I just like fried bologna. Well, that's weird.
You like put oil in a pan, fry it, or how do you fry it?
She'll just get a pan, turn the fire on, slap a slice of bologna in the pan. She's like, you got to cut a little hole in it, though, because it bubbles up. I'm like, well, you have this down to an art?
Wow.
And then she'll either eat it by itself or make a sandwich with it. I'm just like, that's so weird.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge, like... When I was a kid, I loved bologna and cheese sandwiches. The bologna with the red thing around the rim.
I know what you're
not a big bologna fan now.
You know what?
I like the
when you investigate what all goes into bologna.
Yeah,
it can change your mind.
A lot of pig ass and all the pig. Yeah,
everything from the rooter to the tooter.
What are those? I like the Carl Budding, the thinly sliced
the Budding sandwich meat.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
I could eat a whole pack.
Yeah, I do. I'll put a whole pack on one sandwich. Yep. Yeah, so I'll go. If I have two sandwiches for lunch, that's two packs.
See what you did there, two pack.
No, don't do that, please.
Okay.
What do we have?
Keith wants to get in here on the Maui Invitational.
All right, Keith, this better be a joke.
Hey, this is Keith. This is Keith from Twitter, guys. First time caller, long time listener. Sad that about the Houston game day. I'm always tweeting you, Barry, about the Whoppers, your favorite, Halloween candy.
Thanks, Keith.
But real talk, though, Maui Invitational, Chaminade just absolutely throttled Cal just now. They don't win a lot of games in Maui. It's a great tournament. 96-72, the Chaminade Silver Swords just roasted Cal in basketball.
Are you you a Chaminade?
Are you a Silver Sword?
No, my mom went to Chaminade. My dad went to University of Hawaii. I'm born and raised in Honolulu, so always loved the Maui. And this tournament's a lot of fun. Wichita State's going to play Notre Dame tonight for the title.
Nice. Was this a bigger upset than Chaminade beating Ralph Sampson's Virginia Cavaliers back in the day?
Look at you.
1982, no shot. Cal is just, I don't know, you can't be an 0-3 team in Maui, especially when you got Chaminade as one of the games. So definitely not a bigger upset than that game back in the day. But my mom was at the school in 82 when the Silver Swords stunned the world.
That's awesome, man.
Good stuff,
man. Good stuff, man. Appreciate the call.
Appreciate the time. Thanks, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving, man. Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling.
That's
much
Whoppers.
Appreciated. Yeah. Every once in a while, randomly, I'll just get a hashtag Whoppers tweet from him.
Really?
Yeah. Because awesome. Those are the stupidest candies ever.
I don't like
ever.
Them either.
I tell my wife, I'm like, what are you stuck in the 80s? She's like,
are those malted milk balls?
Yeah, she loves Whoppers. I'm like, who the hell goes to Walgreens to get Whoppers? What kind of weird life are you living, woman?
Yeah, get some Twizzlers like a real man.
No, don't. OU Mike said, have a great Thanksgiving, everyone. You too, OU Mike. Happy Thanksgiving. Okay, a couple more. We're going to try to put a bow on some of this food talk because we've got our picks coming up in the last segment.
Yes.
But somebody texted in, my grandma used to make homemade chicken and dumplings.
Mine too.
She would sweat on the dumplings, rolling them while she's making them. Now, we're white, and we eat homemade chicken and dumplings flavored with a salty grandma sweat.
Oh,
that's from Brandon. Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Tell me white people can't season their food. Grandma sweat. Beat that.
Is that called
every other
would that
race?
Be called natural seasoning?
Yeah. I heard something one time where they said that you could give chefs the same ingredients and they would make the same thing and it would taste a little bit different because of the oils and stuff in their skin. I was like,
Come on, all right. Really?
I feel like someone's...
I thought you were going to say technique. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
I
no.
Like
the amount of
because
one
of
versus
like
the other
I
ingredient.
Guess, I don't know. They just said it's the way... Like, maybe it is the sweat and the oil. I don't know if that's true or not. I just
that
remember...
Is that a little bit, Barry?
It's pretty gross.
Yeah.
It makes me...
you know, a lot of times a little bit of their skin layers will fall
under
off
their
while they're cooking. Yeah, and off their fingertips and such.
I have a problem with that. Sometimes if I go out to eat and I'll look at like my waiter or waitress's fingernails and they're dirty... It's game over for me. I've just told my wife, pack your crap. We got to go. I can't. Oh, God.
That's serious.
So gross. That's not, disgusting.
The waiters aren't touching
your
food. They're touching your plate.
They are. They put their fingers on the lip of your plate, and then that happens to like brush by your mashed potatoes or something. Man, please. Tell me they're not touching the food. They touch the food somehow, some way. Here's the deal, Joel. This is what I want you to do next time. Next time you go out to eat, I just want you to look at your waiter or waitress's fingers.
Oh, you've already conditioned me to do something I never would have done.
Just look at them and see if they're dirty, and then tell me if it doesn't gross you out. It's going to gross you out. I promise you it will.
I'm not looking.
You just don't want to know, right? Nick's like, I don't want to see in the kitchen. I don't want to know how the sausage is made. I'll just eat the sausage. Yeah. I don't need to see how you make it.
You had to go to sausage, didn't
yeah.
you?
Yeah. Here's one more. My fiance is black. We went to my brother's barbecue. Her sister was making fun of the food. My girl says it was the best barbecue she's ever eaten. Oh, sir, I'm assuming this guy is white, but you're going to start a race riot if you start saying stuff like that. Man,
no question.
I'll take your word for it, but yeah, that's interesting.
Hmm.
Somebody said, I don't see what Barry was talking about on his Facebook page. Yeah, I didn't put it on it's on my private page, not on my fan page. But I did tweet it out. So if you want to see that text number, the 5049 number, 50409.
Oh, right.
Yeah, just go to my Twitter, at Barry is funny. I tweeted it out with some basic info. So you can check that out.
Okay. Good
stuff. Yep.
Lamont says, and again, because he's still on his stereotypes and white people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he won't. Yeah.
If you do not have hot dog buns and you eat a dog with regular bread, do you still call it a hot dog?
Yeah.
Of course you do.
Yeah, it's still a hot dog, which we did quite a bit growing up. Single mom, you don't get the luxury of a hot dog bun.
I'm with you on that too.
You get.
I've done it both ways too.
You get your hamburgers on the sliced bread. You get your hot dogs on the sliced bread. The trick on the hot dog is you got to go diagonal on the bun. You don't just go straight across. You go diagonal.
Then you roll it up.
No, you just go diagonal, and then it's like a triangle of deliciousness. You don't have to go, but we would have the hamburgers.
Microwave them, and then if you microwave them too long, they kind of explode.
You microwave your hot dogs,
dude? After school,
we boiled ours.
Oh, come on!
Yeah, I boiled it too, but I've microwaved it as well. But it gets all deformed.
I do now.
Yeah,
things are like radiated.
Looks like a non-circumcision.
I do now, but the thing is like. That's so gross.
But it's true.
So nasty.
But it's true.
Yeah.
It looks
now
like
I'll never eat a hot dog. That of all the gross stuff about gross stuff about hot dogs, now I can't eat them because of that. But
forget your server's fingernails.
Yeah. But sometimes when you I'll put the hot dog on the bun, put a little shredded cheese on there, throw it in the microwave, warm it all at the same time. But it is good because the bread gets kind of soft. Mm-hmm. But you got to eat it fast because then the bread, you know how you microwave bread
stuff. Yeah, it's like gonna
starts to harden on
you. You got a shot clock.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. Okay, I don't understand this. This worries me. Fried bologna and Cairo syrup is amazing, and I'm white. Yeah, that sounds white.
Wait, say it again.
Fried bologna and Cairo syrup.
What's Cairo syrup?
K-A-R-O.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, yeah. It's white people syrup.
Well, I'm out.
Yeah. Fried bologna sandwiches on a bun with barbecue sauce is the best. See, here comes all of our white listeners.
There they go.
Fried bologna, that seems real white to me. Is it not?
Fried bologna is a very white thing, I would think.
Okay, I would think so. Yeah, I don't know. Lamont said, I think he's in on fried bologna, so maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, he says he likes fried bologna meat. Okay.
And you're definitely overly white if you call it bologna. Bologna.
Bologna.
Or Bologna. Yeah. It sounds like some place in Italy. All right, we got one segment to go on the big show. That means it's time for Nick Picks because it is a short week, and we still have plenty of games to talk about. We got college and pro picks coming up next. Then we'll wrap it up, put a bow on it, turn it over to Fred, AJ, and the Blitz, and wish you all a very happy Thanksgiving. One segment left to go. Stay tuned right where you are. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Wing it!
Hot!
Hot! Damn it. Hey! We're back.
Got us. Beastie Boys. Love it.
Nick, Barry said he hadn't even looked at or investigated his picks. I told him, wing it. It can't hurt based on his
record.
I
hate you. No, I mean, I haven't loaded up the our doc that we're keeping track of.
I don't think we're going to catch up to Joel anyway, right?
No, hell no. At the last 2 weeks ago, he was 25-8 in college picks. I was 22-11. You were 21-12. I didn't add last week's to this. Okay. So, yeah, you had... You had TCU, Wisconsin, Miami, and West Virginia last week. Joel.
Okay. Yep.
I think we all did. All right. I think the only different pick
Nick had Michigan.
Nick took Michigan. That was the only other pick.
Ha-ha.
So, what? Sucka. All right, let's do this.
Let's do it, Nick. You doing college football first?
Whatever you guys want to do. You want to do college?
Yeah, let's do college first.
All right, cool. I think the biggest game, no question, would be Alabama-Auburn. Right. Auburn's at home, +4.5 for Auburn. Who you got?
Well, I'll tell you what. I hope it's a good game. I hope it's within 4.5 points, but I don't see Auburn. I'm going to take Alabama. Everybody's saying Auburn's finally got a quarterback. They got a chance.
I can see Barry picking Auburn. I mean, you put Miami over.
Stop trying to talk me into that.
No, I'm not. It's not going to help or hurt either one of us.
It's not insane, I don't think, to pick Auburn in this game. I really don't. I think Bama showed they were vulnerable in that Mississippi State game. Yep. But where is it? Is it
at Auburn?
That changes it for me. All right, I'm going Auburn.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to go Alabama.
I think they can win this game. I really do.
I think they can too. And the line, I mean, Vegas kind of agrees with you, +4.5. I mean,
That's not too far.
Texas A&M.
Let's just be an ass one. I'm going to be so mad.
That'd be hilarious.
Ugh.
Texas A&M versus LSU, -10 for LSU at home. You know Sumlin's on the hot seat, or is he gone.
LSU's giving A&M 10 points?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot, lot. That's an offense that still could put up some numbers.
If this is indeed someone's swan song, I can see these guys coming out pretty fired up and motivated.
I wouldn't count on that. They're still young. Well, this is a young A&M team.
Pick who you're going to pick then.
I'm taking LSU. This is a young Nick? A&M team that makes a lot of mistakes.
I'm going to go with LSU as well.
Are you really?
Yep.
I think you should go with your instinct, man.
I do too.
You're pick right. A&M. I'll take LSU. You're right.
All
right.
Jerk.
I'll take LSU.
All right, Ohio State versus Michigan, plus 12 for Michigan at home.
This one's easy, too. I just think Ohio State rolls.
I'm with you.
I think Ohio State kills.
Yep.
All right, so that does it. Or no, we still got one more.
West Virginia, Oklahoma.
West Virginia versus Oklahoma, minus 22.5.
That's with Baker Mayfield not starting, but I assume it's only going to be for like one series that he doesn't play.
What does that say about Vegas? They think
I think they're right. I'm taking OU.
Yeah, Oklahoma and a landslide because they need the win. They got to win out and be convincing to try and get into that playoff.
Yeah, I don't think Mayfield's going to be out for very long.
Nope.
I would agree. All right, so that's college.
Yep, NFL, Saints versus Rams, minus 2.5 for the Rams at home. Probably the closest game in terms of odds on the Nick Picks for today. Or on the slate of games.
Well, Barry.
I'm going Rams.
I am too.
Yeah?
Because I have to. Because I need them to lose three in a row now because I said they're going to lose three of their last four. And the Redskins let me down, so I got to take the Rams.
Okay. What you got, Nick?
I'm going to go with the Rams as well.
Rams are hot, man. I mean, the Saints. Other than the Eagles, who's hotter than the Saints? But
I see what you did, Nick. I see the last pick on this sheet, and I'm not real pleased about it. But I see what you did there. All right.
Bills versus Chiefs, minus 10 for the Chiefs at home.
Chiefs easy.
Chiefs are at home?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll take the Chiefs.
And they're angry.
Yep, I'll take the Chiefs.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chiefs at home, plus the quarterback situation with the Bills. I know Tyrod's coming back, but I'm picking the Chiefs. All right, Vikings versus Lions. This is the one game that I put on Nick Picks that's on tomorrow's slate. Vikings versus Lions, plus 3 for Detroit at home.
Tell you what. Detroit always plays well on Thanksgiving. They're at home.
Oh,
Stafford's been playing great.
Because I need to make up a game on you. Please pick the Lions. I penciled you in for the Lions. You just made all the case.
Guess
for
what?
Them.
I'll take the Lions.
Sweet. I'm going Vikings. And making up a game on Joel.
We'll see.
I'm going to go for the Vikings. Leave your phone on.
Okay.
Leave my phone.
You're going to text
me. Leave your phone on. I'll be texting your ass.
I already have you blocked on my phone,
That's
Joel.
That's fine.
I'm just kidding. Do I? No, I don't.
All right. One more game before we get to the Texans. Packers versus
Steelers.
Joel. Yeah, Steelers. First of all, you want insult to injury? I told Barry this off air. Not only is it bad enough that we have to take the quarterback that shouldn't be in Brett Hundley to Pittsburgh, we got to do it on Sunday Night Football on national TV. Can't you flex us out of that game?
Right.
That's going to be an embarrassment. And then Big Ben got his feelings hurt this week about if his heart's in it or not. It's going to be a landslide. It's going to be ugly.
I agree with all
I'm
of those
the
points.
Steelers as well.
God. Flex out of it because I don't want to see this
Please.
Travesty of a game.
Seriously, everybody should be
garbage.
Comatose from Thanksgiving weekend and fall asleep early.
The Packers are the Browns of
don't
what?
Go that far.
All right, the Texans are on the road.
I always gotta go too far, don't I?
Yep.
Damn
Two
it.
More home games, but they're on the road this week. The Texans go to Baltimore. The Ravens are at home, minus 7 for the Ravens.
Monday
at
Night
home.
Football. The Ravens offense sucks.
Watch
by
party,
the way.
By the way. Cowboys and Indians.
Well, the Cowboys aren't playing the Indians.
Nope.
But
damn
the Cowboys
it.
Are playing.
We're at Cowboys and Indians. I am. We're for a watch
you
party.
Are
you guys going to come by and hang out?
I'll try.
Okay. That'll be awesome.
No.
Joel ain't going to be there. He's like, hell no.
Love
Wait
the
a minute.
Food.
Wait a minute. I can eat for free?
Non-chicken?
Yeah.
Can't be doing any cheese these days, so.
Oh, yeah, you can't. Yeah, nope. I don't expect to see you there. You're going to be in straight-up fat boy status after Thanksgiving, too.
I might be gorging tomorrow for the makeup for the whole weekend.
All right. Who you got?
Go ahead, Nick. Lead us.
I'm going to go ahead and pick the Texans on the road.
Seriously, though, who you
I'm
who
picking
you taking?
The Texans
on the road at Baltimore. I'm telling you right now, their offense is putrid, the Ravens. But, man.
You're taking...
I don't think the Ravens are that good either. But, yeah, I can see why the Ravens would be a team that the Texans could potentially struggle with. But I
you
still...
have that much faith in this Texans offense?
He's a savage beast.
He scares the Jesus out of me.
So pick who you're picking.
I'm taking the Ravens, and I don't want to.
Oh.
I'm taking the Ravens.
Are you really?
Yep.
It would just make the season that much more depressing if they lost to the Ravens.
Oh, but they're going
to
do it on the road, too.
Yeah, that's the thing is it's also on the road.
Yeah.
and Monday Night Football. And this team, for whatever reason, does not play well on primetime games, especially Monday night games.
Do you think Tom Savage has little grape syndrome even more so when you're on national TV and you can do these kind of things?
He very well could.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with Baltimore.
And did I talk you into it?
You did.
Okay.
They're terrible, too.
Yeah,
I watched them beat the Packers 23-0, and I wasn't impressed by one thing except for Suggs.
I think Joe Flacco can...
He's awful.
He is awful, but so is the Texans secondary.
Who's
right
he throwing
now.
To? Who's he handing off to? Okay.
I don't know.
We'll see.
It's the battle of who can be less sucky at quarterback, Savage or Flacco.
All right, fellas. With that being said, we'll wrap this one up, put a bow on it. Thankful for the opportunity to work with you guys every single day and here at Gal Media, and hopefully we continue to do it for a long period of time.
Likewise.
Wish everybody a happiest of Thanksgiving. Eat till your heart's content. Be grateful for what you have, not for what you don't. And we'll see you guys on the flip side on a Monday when we get a little time off for this weekend, which is going to be R&R, much well-deserved and much needed.
Yeah, man. Well, I'm doing Sunday. We got one more Houston
right.
game
yeah,
day,
tune into
and
that.
Then it—that's it. No more Houston game day. So, tune in if you got nothing to do on Sunday, and that'll be the end of that. That's the that show was around for a long time. It goes back more than my 4+ years on it. So
they had it before people had it before you.
End of an era. Yeah, it used to be Anson Ainsworth, and John Wessling doing Houston game
really?
Day. And before that, I think it was Fred. And somebody else
Tepper?
Did a Sunday show. No, it wasn't Tepper.
I think John was producing it.
Yeah, it was John, Fred, and Mike or Matt or something like that on Sundays. Yeah. Long time.
Last words, Nick?
Happy Thanksgiving. Stay full. Be safe.
Yep.
People tend to have more fun on Thanksgiving than they do on Christmas, so be careful out there.
There you go.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, gang. Have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. The Blitz is next right here on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5.